This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville and Eric Bickle.
You know, real quick, a buddy of mine just sent me a link. He's never been, but apparently there's a bar in D.C. or a restaurant. It's called F1 Arcade. You know about it? And, yeah, I guess it's amazing. They have all, just like what I was...
A bunch of racing sims.
Racing sims. You go in there for drinks and dinner.
Okay.
And supposedly, it's silly.
Sounds cool.
Racing games are always great. I mean, we grew up in the early era of the arcade.
Don't mention ours.
I still love Turbo,
Pole Position.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
They're
silly.
So good now.
Yeah. I know.
I think I could even get into those flight sims. I'm telling you. I'm all about it, Cakes.
I mean, the flight sims are great because you don't have to actually be up in the air.
Right. You don't actually have to potentially die.
Terra firma, right here where
the
you
belong. The last game you played was Splinter Cell?
I mean, I don't know. I just don't play video games.
You never played your son in Madden or anything?
No. Madden's too complicated. It's just too many moves. I get too many buttons.
I think my last foray into video games was Call of Duty, and I was just getting sniped relentlessly by people.
Yeah.
And I just heard 11-year-olds with the foulest mouths on the planet, and I said, I'm out on this. Right. This is just a horrible place to be. Yeah. Haven't played video games since.
All right, let's bring in Mike Marr. He's going to debut.
Is he going to come in here or is he just going to be there?
He can be there. Yeah. I figure I might as well sit down here. I got an extra mic here.
You want to be on?
No, I'm cool staying back here because I got some tabs pulled up and everything.
Okay, so. He's got all of his prep over there.
A little bit of research.
All right. What's the name of this segment again?
Mike Marr's Old School Movie Review.
All right, let me settle in and enjoy this.
Yeah. And so.
So the basic premise is. He realized he's missed out on a lot of these great movies we've talked about, like Jason will mention Heat or The Departed or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mentioned the Good Will Hunting thing, and he felt like he needed to catch up.
Sure.
So it started I'm a complete box when it comes to movies. I haven't seen a whole lot. Any movie made before 2005 doesn't really get on my radar too much. So after talking with my boys back home and stuff, they're like, you know, you got to get off the TikToks, the Instagram Reels, the YouTube Shorts. You got to start watching these classic banger films. And so it started with Goodfellas 2 weeks ago, and then I've gone down the list. And last night was movie number 6 on my list. And I won't give out the name of the movie until towards the end of the segment.
Okay.
But it'll be ranked out of 10. It'll be Mike Marr's movie meter.
Okay.
And we can rank it out of milligrams because, you know, I'm
4M.
A Zinnichino guy. So we can rank it out of milligrams.
So 10 milligrams would be the highest rating.
Or 10 milligrams. I like
and
the
1 milligram.
I like the rankings. Okay,
one
I like
milligram
that.
Would That's be very a poo-poo movie.
Yeah.
And we can kind of, you know, have the listeners, you know, guess along. Won't give the movie title until the end either, but I'll set the stage that this was a crime/horror film made in the 1990s.
All right. Okay? Yes.
And it starts with the new guy on the block. There's a detective. He's the new guy on the block, and then you got the old school guy on the block, okay? And we got a killer on the loose. Okay. I mean, he's just rumbling and jumbling all around town, just making
Rumbling and jumbling.
Just leaving a mess everywhere.
Okay.
But he's also, he's leaving clues. Okay. He's leaving clues behind, and the donk newbie on the block isn't really picking up on them clues too efficiently.
Okay.
And then the old school guy, you know, brings him along. I mean, he just, you know, helps him out, gives him a helping hand.
He's schooling him.
He shows him the ropes.
He's schooling him.
He's a gumshoe.
Yeah. But also, the new guy on the block, I mean, easy to not be focused at work because he's got an absolute missile at home.
Okay. Mm.
And no one's told me about this chick. I mean, I have never seen a movie with her in it. But my God, I mean, well, I start watching movies with her in it.
Definitely know the movie.
You do already?
100% I know the movie.
I will say, this movie's a teetering long duration. You know, I try to keep my movies in like the hour and a half, you know, short attention span guy with the TikToks and stuff like that.
He is in the ADHD era.
Yeah, he's got the...
I never once considered turning the movie off, but my God, was I close to considering about halfway through because it was boring me along. I was kind of, you know, figuring out the puzzle, so I thought halfway through.
Yeah.
But those last 30 minutes, I mean, strap in. You're on a rocket ship. You're on a Apollo 13, or not sure which one was.
Just say Apollo.
Apollo.
You're on Apollo mission.
Come to my grounds here.
Hopefully it's not one that blew up.
You could think it's a Challenger.
But the last 30 minutes of this film were incredible. It was some of the best theatrics I've ever seen in the film world.
I feel like that was a big word for him.
How was the acting?
To be fair, the acting was great by everyone, except for that young detective. I felt like he didn't really crushed the role. I felt like he left a lot out there.
Really? Okay.
There was a couple stones unturned. I will
he
say,
was the pits.
If the old school detective wasn't there, this donk would still be trying to solve the first murder.
Okay.
And people would be getting, you know, ransacked left and right.
Any humor between the old school detective and the new guy on the block?
Well, there wasn't until the missus got introduced. When the missus got introduced and they, you know, they broke bread together, you could say. Then that's when they started to lighten up and the movie became a little more jovial outside of the, you know, horrific acts that were happening by the serial killer.
Did you like it when the subway went by and everything started shaking in the apartment?
Yeah. I mean, that was a show. I mean, that in itself was a movie. You got to get out
that
of that. That
was a light
that
moment
shack.
In a pretty dark movie.
Yeah. So does everyone know, EB, you know what movie I'm referring to here?
No.
I mean, it's a classic. It's a banger.
Hold up. EB, do you know the phrase, what's in the box?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Why are you laughing so hard?
It's like a cultural touchstone moment in that movie. And it's just the blankest face ever.
And it's a running gag on this show that Cakes says a billion times.
What's that in the box? I say that?
Yeah, you go, what's in the box?
Yeah, I used to. I know. I've curtailed it, but yeah, I definitely used to say it a lot.
Cakes, do your voice. Ever heard of maybe?
You ever hear of this movie that Mike Marr just watched?
What is it?
You ever hear the movie Seven?
I've heard of it.
With Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman and the new missile that Mike Marr has been made aware of. Gwyneth Paltrow, founder of Goop.
You call her a missile?
I mean, in that movie she was. I mean, she's kind of, you know, washed up now, but in that movie, I also get sized for blondes. I mean, what can I say, man?
I mean it's 1995 Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, so she was like 25 years old, 26 years old. I mean...
I'm going to see a picture of Gwyneth Paltrow in Seven.
She was swinging a hot bat in that movie, no doubt about that.
I mean, she looks like a plain Jane, Mike.
I get sized for plain Janes. I mean, I could run into her hide tonight if I'm out boots on the ground. I mean, you can't always, you know, overstep your skis.
If you ran into her at hide tonight, that'd be quite an evening.
Hey, what's up, missile? Want a drink?
That's you were scorching in Seven.
All right, so Seven, and what'd you think of the ending?
Now, the ending,
my NORAD's up.
I was kind of all over the ending because when they are driving into the boonies, the middle of the desert, you can tell that Kevin Spacey, who's the, you know, turns out to be the killer.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry if anyone hasn't watched it yet. Yeah. But he was just so zoned in on Brad Pitt. He was just telling him, like, hey, man, like, you know, this next murder is going to really involve you. Like, you're going to, you know, take the brunt of the force on this one. So I just was kind of thinking, I was like, you know, they haven't showed the missile Gwyneth Paltrow or whatever her name is in quite some time. So I was like, I have a feeling that this could involve her.
Yeah.
Now, did I think they would, you know, sever her dome and put it in a UPS shipping package to the middle of the sticks? No, I did not expect that.
Yeah, you didn't see that one coming.
That really caught me off guard.
Yeah.
And then I also read online, because one of my favorite things to
do. And that was the seventh deadly sin, right, that he needed.
Stay away from here.
What I love doing, though, is after watching these movies these last couple days, is I love going on Reddit afterwards and joining the discussion board. I mean, I'm all in on these discussion boards because you're picking up on clues or you know, context that you didn't initially see in the beginning. But, you know, now I'll give, you know, my overall rating. I would say the first hour of the movie, I mean, like 4 milligrams, man. Like, okay. You know, it was kind of nubs. I mean, it wasn't nubs, but it wasn't great.
You hated the setup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, now
too many composition notebooks.
So this is on the Zen scale.
Yeah,
is that
Zen
what
scale.
Is?
Yeah, yeah. Had to be.
It's on the Zen scale. All right, let's get that monumental camera over here. Get it on me. I got a box right in front of me. For the viewers watching at home, this is a treat. I got my movie rating for the official Mike Marr Old School Movie Reviews in this here package.
Very good. Perfect.
Marr, what's in the box?
Good timing.
What's in the box? In the box. 8.3 rating.
Ooh.
You pulled out nothing.
You go with decimals.
You pulled out nothing.
He's still out of box.
I had a box.
You got to pull this out.
Hey, I want to know what Mars' favorite.
8.3 zins.
I mean, it was a banger, man. You got to tip your cap. You know, game recognized game. Mm-hmm. That was a good film.
I would like to know what Mars' favorite sin is.
Can he recite all of the seven deadly sins? Do you remember them?
Creed or greed?
Greed
lust.
Is one, yes.
What
about the guy who ate too much or was forced to eat too much?
Was it
sloth? No.
Sloth.
No.
Sloth.
That's gluttony.
I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
Loath. Honestly, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I kind of dropped
wrath
the ball there.
Is wrath is one. Brad Pitt becomes wrath at the end when he shoots him 100 times.
All I remember about that movie when it was sort of promoted at the time, or at least the word on the street, was that it was a very scary movie, right?
It's not that scary.
It's pretty dark.
Kind of suspenseful. I don't
know. Like it's definitely dark. I don't know if there's like jump scares.
It was like scary or like it was like a haunting. I mean, maybe kind of movie.
When they roll in
so
on
I was
the dude,
like, I'm out.
When they roll in on the dude who's strapped to the bed and they think he's dead.
Oh, and then he jumps.
Then he's still alive. That was pretty scary. That part is definitely scary.
Right.
Hey, I think they should have all of those air fresheners that they had in the bathroom here at Odyssey.
We certainly could use them.
Especially when Denton goes in there.
I mean, there's a murderer's row of people that just go in that bathroom.
Man, I'm guilty. I go in there a lot.
Yeah. Sure.
One thing that the new horror movies don't have that the old school ones do have is the soundtrack. I mean, the soundtrack really builds the suspense and then makes it a lot scarier than maybe the scene is. But nowadays, these soundtracks, you know, they're just pumping new Apple Music and Spotify songs. I feel like artists are paying to get their track on it. It's just, you know, it's nubs. These old school movies, I'm all in on. Butt size for next week.
Very good.
Do you already have your movie picked out?
I have a couple lined up, but, you know, this is where we can incorporate, you know, you guys or the callers or, you know, people tweeting. Just take suggestions.
If anybody has a recommendation, 800-636-1067.
How did you pick this one?
So a couple of my buddies recommended it, but what I've also been doing is, you know, I'm a Reddit schnob, so I go on Reddit and I look up in a couple of different subreddits, you know, top movies, top 10 movies, must watch films, and if I see one that, you know, is always on people's list, that's how Goodfellas kind of came on my radar.
Right.
Goodfellas is always on the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
The Departed was another one I watched, always on the top 10. Now, I will say I watched a movie the other day and it was ass, and I don't know how it was on everyone's top 10.
Which
it was
is?
Pulp Fiction. I mean, what a waste
of
time.
It's a different movie, It's a different movie.
Pulp Fiction's pretty good. You weren't into it?
It was slow, and I hated how they started the movie with a certain scene and then ended with that scene, and it was kind of nubs.
You gave away a lot by saying, I basically want my movies to be 90 minutes. If all you want is 90-minute movies,
a lot
of these movies aren't going to be for
Here's
you.
A recommendation from one of our listeners who tweeted us. Have Mike Marr check out the movie Heavyweights with Ben Stiller.
Yeah, I don't
know. Comedy.
I don't know anything about that movie. Couldn't tell you one thing about it.
That's the problem with listeners. Mike's doing classics. Heavyweights is a fine movie.
Is that a comedy about a bunch of kids that like fat
camps?
Yeah,
fat camps.
That's fine.
Yeah, like he's watching real movies.
He's watching real cinema.
He's watching movies with some gravitas, not movies about a bunch of chubby dudes at a summer camp. Come on.
Yeah. I do think I want to watch, not saying it's going to be next, but it will be, you know, on my horizon here soon, is The Godfather 1 and 2. But that, I'll be back in 4 days after watching that, because that's some long films
it's
there.
It's a big commitment right
Should
there.
Should you watch, now this is a comedy, but because of the Super Bowl, it became a huge ad. Should you watch When Harry Met Sally so you can realize, okay, the scene they did about the mayo, that was actually from this movie.
I guess you could mix that
in. I guess you could. But he's got so many others
he's probably got 150 movies that he needs to see before When Harry Met Sally. Like,
I think probably for EB, he should see Pelican Brief or The Firm.
Have you seen Braveheart?
Nope.
Have you seen Gladiator?
Nope.
Okay, well, When Harry Met Sally is way, way down the list. He's got a lot of heavy lifting to do over there.
Did you ask him Hoop Dreams?
I didn't.
Never seen that one either.
There's no way.
The problem is the players all in, it will be lost on you.
And he would get very upset because a lot of grainy footage in Hoop Dreams.
But there's a good score soundtrack there.
But it's also cool seeing all these actors at a young age, like a young Brad Pitt last night. I watched Good Will Hunting 2 days ago for the first time.
What do you think about Good Will Hunting? That was one of my favorite movies.
How you like them apples? I mean, that was a banger.
He's going to start doing all
I feel like I'm in a time machine right now. And
no,
Mike
I love
Mars
that
the captain.
Movie because I liked actually like the bonding scenes with the boys in the car driving around, all that. That just reminded me of my guys.
And that
it's
was
more
actually,
recent. What about Captain Phillips?
I know he hasn't seen it. That's a really good flick.
I'm just thinking catchphrases. I'm the guy's be on catchphrases. Yeah, he's going to come in here.
I'm the captain now.
He's going to come in saying, I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
That's a great
All right, hold on. Don't go to commercial. He says I got to do a... I'm not sure I have the FanDuel read.
You better find it. You're on deck.
Let me see. Hold on.
It's over in that pile of paper somewhere.
I know. He's like, we got FanDuel coming up. I go, really?
I wish I had a FanDuel read. I would treat it like gold. I would never part with it.
814. Do the 854. I just did it. Do it again.
Okay. We'd laminate it, Cakes.
It would never part from my grasp.
All right, I got it.
All right, you got it? We can go to break?
Yeah, we can go to break now.
All right, we'll come back with more still to come. We got our NASCAR draft. We're going to get invested in it and more. Keep it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here. Cakes, I need you to make the world's smallest, because this is your signature.
Okay.
Little entry forms for our lottery.
Okay.
As we pick out numbers for our draft coming up in about 20 minutes.
I'll make them as small as possible.
Trying to get invested in it. I didn't realize, at least it sounded like Valdez and Drab are kind of into it. Like they've been watching NASCAR the last several years. We couldn't name any of the winners from the last 4 years.
I was actually kind of stunned by that.
I'd heard of Ricky Stenhouse Jr., but maybe because his dad was a NASCAR driver.
Yeah, you just heard of the name for a long time. I will say this. Of all the things we've done today with Mars movie review and sort of everything, the best thing that's come out of today, I think, was Valdez's idea to have Caitlin Clark play in the All-Star game. I think that...
Well, it's also the most unrealistic, but...
I don't know if it's that unrealistic. Like, obviously, it's not going to happen because they didn't... That's actually a great marketing idea. Way beyond being in some three-point contest or anything like that. As
the only problem is
they have her play in the game.
They don't play defense. So they're not going to shut her down.
Yeah, because
she'll get away with murder.
We know that. Like, look, if you took a high level,
she couldn't get a shot off.
A high level boys high school basketball team would probably beat the best WNBA team.
I know it's not even worth discussing, but that is fun to watch. In fact, they should maybe even do, maybe they've done it before, they should do a WNBA, NBA commingle intramural, like, you know what I mean? Like, what do they call that?
Skills competition?
No, a game. They should do what do they call that?
An exhibition?
No.
A scrimmage?
What do they call the guys play with girls? What do they call it? Co-ed. They should do a co-ed game with the WNBA and NBA All-Stars. Girls guard the girls, guys guard the guys.
So what does Wemby do if Caitlin Clark's driving for basket, he can't block the shot?
Well, no, swap the S out of it.
Yeah, because he would be able to block it so easy.
She's going
to
dribble around it. But the rule is, in general, maybe there's switches, but guys have to guard guys, girls have to guard girls.
Gotcha.
I think it's brilliant. I think your idea to have Caitlin Clark in the All-Star game is the best thing that's come out of today's show.
Mike Mars pissed because he just debuted his new segment.
Yeah. Like, it actually has legs. And it would draw an audience.
No, that's why I'm trying to get Adam Silver on that
horn. Draw an audience.
Yeah. Hey, keep doing that. He's a vicious guy.
Yes, right.
Took a picture of those two. So, UB, I just saw the ESPN put out their NFL predictions for 2025. They had 13 experts chime in already with their Super Bowl 60 picks, their MVPs, their breakout players, kind of off-season predictions. Commanders actually getting some respect here. I just did the math. All right. 2 out of 13 have them in the Super Bowl.
Could
you imagine that? That's over 13 experts.
That's not a bad percentage.
Who are the so-called experts?
Dan Graziano, mm-hmm. National NFL reporter.
Mm-hmm.
He says he actually has the Chiefs back in it. Chiefs over Commanders. He goes, I'm not taking the result of one game to mean the Chiefs are done winning. Look forward to 2 weeks of is Jaden Daniels the next Mahomes conversations
that would be,
leading up to the Super Bowl next season.
If that happened, that's my dream scenario. Jaden could outduel Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. And then we'd have ultimate scoreboard.
Right.
It'd be fantastic. Praying that happens.
Are you comfortable with these expectations? There's one other expert who had the Commanders in the Super Bowl. I'm not familiar with this person. They call her a sports betting analyst.
Mm.
Pamela Maldonado. She has the Bengals over the Commanders.
Mm.
Bold predictions are not for the weak, she writes. The Bengals are looking to bounce back, and the Commanders are an intriguing long shot after making the NFC Championship game.
I don't know how much of a long shot they are at this point. Calling them a long shot, I think, is kind of disrespectful.
I called it yesterday. I think it was literally yesterday. We are the sexy team of 2025.
Yeah, definitely.
It's appearing that way.
We're the sexy team. We're going to have the hottest. I actually think, who's going to be the first pick? Cam Ward? We're going to have, Jaden Daniels is going to have the hottest jersey next year.
Probably right.
I wouldn't doubt it. Who's your pick for next season's MVP? So a lot of the usual suspects. Out of 13, Patrick Mahomes got 2 votes. Lamar Jackson got a couple of votes. I was surprised. One went to Jordan Love. One went to Justin Herbert.
That's crazy.
Jordan Love.
That's crazy.
What is that all about?
Why did Jaden get some votes?
Josh Allen had a couple. Jaden Daniels got 2. The only guy who has more votes in their projected MVP was Joe Burrow.
Unless things markedly change, he's just not, in my opinion, he's just not going to put up enough passing touchdowns.
He could.
To be in
he could expand on that number in year two.
He had a monstrous jump at LSU, EB.
Yeah.
If you look at his numbers at LSU.
I know. He had the 44 or whatever.
I think he went from 17 touchdown passes to 40.
Well, the best numbers didn't win MVP this year.
That's true.
Yeah.
But he might have the story to go along with the numbers.
Why couldn't he have.
He finished 7th this year.
Why couldn't he have 30 passing touchdowns and 7 or 8 rushing touchdowns?
He could.
That's completely within his range of outcomes. And 30 might be a little bit light on the passing touchdowns.
I got him going to the Hall of Fame, so he's probably going to win a few MVPs along the way.
Lamar won the MVP a year ago in 2023.
And he definitely got robbed this year.
24 touchdowns, EB.
Yeah.
With 7 interceptions in 16 games. Now, of course, he had 821 rushing yards, but that's not that far from what Jaden gave you this year.
Jaden needs a signature. If he wants to win MVP, he needs a signature touchdown run. He needs like 1 or 2 of them.
Or he needs like a dozen touchdown runs.
Or needs a team that's
his candidacy.
You need a team that is up there with the top 2 or 3 teams in the league. And last year, his name wasn't in the conversation with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson because those teams had better records.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's going to get there, because what I'm telling you is in 2023, Lamar's numbers, he didn't get the 30 touchdown passes. He was at 24.
Look,
the buzz is growing.
The buzz is growing.
It's getting bigger.
All right, do you want their predictions? A lot of this is stuff that we've talked about.
I want to see free agent predictions.
This is our free agent prediction. Matt Bowen, who we've had on the show, says
former
wide receiver T. Higgins to the Commanders.
Give me T. Higgins' age. And
T. Higgins is 26, I believe.
Oh, still young.
6'4", about 220, 215, 220.
I'll
big
take
target.
Him. Then we don't need to bring back Noah Brown.
Pair him up with Terry McLaurin. The offense looks really good.
I think it's Jordan Reed. He's like a former scout. He writes for ESPN. He also has T. Higgins coming to the Commanders. And
is he a full-blown free agent? We have to trade for him.
It's a free agent.
Wow.
Seth Walder predicts DJ Reed, who's a corner from the Jets, coming to Washington.
Sorry, not as sexy. T. Higgins, much sexier.
Why can't we do both? We got $100 million to play with.
I guess they could do both.
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite $100 million. It's like 78, 75, somewhere in that range. Hmm. It's a lot. It's like third most in the league.
What's interesting here is Walder writes, Reed has consistently been a strong corner for the Jets over the past three seasons. He would make a strong tandem with Mike Sanders still. Doesn't mention Lattimore.
No.
Telling you, Lattimore was a big disappointment. I mean, maybe they're all in. They're pot committed on him, but I would move on if it could. I've seen enough.
Then they have their breakout players. Mike Tannenbaum actually threw in Jaden Daniels. He said, with the full offseason, he'll vault into superstar status.
I think he's broken out already, Tannenbaum.
Is he already? already a superstar.
And then
it's already happened.
They had to predict teams that'll take a step back in 2025. I'm just checking. Only one went with Washington. So, it's interesting looking at what the experts think. I mean, we all kind of think
season. What do we go? 12-5.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough to get to 12. But if you win 10 games, let's say you go 10-7, make the playoffs, you may have a stronger team, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
If you make some of these moves,
is that considered a step back though? If you go 10-7 instead of 12-5,
I don't think it would be that much of a step back. To me, a step back is, look, the Niners were in the Super Bowl 2 seasons ago, and this year didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
You know, the what did the Bengals do the year before? Well, I guess Joe Burrow was hurt.
Did any of those people have us trading for Myles Garrett in any of their projections or whatever?
I don't think so.
If we had T. Higgins and we had, what's the guy's name? Scott, the DB from the Jets?
DJ mm-hmm. Reed, I believe.
Oh, DJ Reed.
Chris Fowler predicts Myles Garrett to the Bills. Somebody else has Garrett going to the Lions. These are just predictions.
If they land T. Higgins and you land that corner, then you could totally lock in on your interior of your offensive line and your defensive lines. You know, I mean, they just lock in the draft. T. Higgins,
He might be a no-brainer.
He looked pretty good in the burgundy and gold.
Right. That might be a no-brainer.
Catch about 80 balls from Jaden Daniels.
I mean, as you said, so March 12th is the date where free agency officially starts, right? But they can tamper for 2 days before that. We know that they're tampering before
that.
They're
already doing it now.
Because come, you know, the official tampering, whenever that starts, boom, all these tweets come out. It'll be T. Higgins signed with the Bills or whatever.
I don't even know how they do it, but, you know, they have a friend or somebody, an acquaintance, talk to the agent, and they find out what they're interested in. A third party.
They've got some sort of workaround, right?
Somehow they got it all figured out. That's how they can announce those agreements right away.
Yeah. It's going to be here before you know it, which is awesome. Because then you're going to probably have a couple of big names. Last year wasn't the big names. Last year was the smart moves. Turned out to be smart moves. I guess Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz could say were kind of big names.
This might be the year to go for it.
Well, I think that oftentimes your window is shorter than you think.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it starts before you realize. And I think that they're in that right now.
We all thought that this was going to be kind of a setup year. Yeah. I know that you know, Cakes maybe had them at 10 wins or 11 wins, but mm-hmm. we thought this was going to be the first step. And year two was going to be when they start, you know, flirting with the playoffs.
Well, now they have to actually maintain it or people are going to be bitter. I don't even know. Can they go beyond
the expectations have risen, as they should.
Beyond it is go to Super Bowl. That's the only way they could surpass it.
Well, yeah, but they could also go 13-4, 14-3.
That'd be a fun,
the Lions
fun
just
ride.
Did, right?
If they go 13-4.
What the Lions win?
15-2, I believe.
If they win more games than they won last year, we're winning the whole joint. If they win more games than they won last year, we're winning the whole joint.
Didn't you say they were winning the whole joint when they won the game before the NFC Championship game?
I said we're going to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Maybe I said win the whole
game. Look, they hit a road bump. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Well, they ran into a juggernaut.
They ran into a freaking buzzsaw.
A buzzsaw peeking at the right time. You know, they were unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's the problem for trying to really project real postseason success. Is I don't see how the Eagles are going to drop off without a bunch of injuries.
But I do think you're right. They're going to be kind of the sexy team with Jaden Daniels under center. And that's why when we were talking about who's going to play in the season opener, I could definitely see them putting the Commanders against the Eagles on that Thursday night to open up the NFL season. That's box office.
I just don't want to see him at any more Wizards games or any more Super Bowl things. Like, I know that's behind us, but I need him back in the basement in the VR headset.
And he's doing that. Don't you worry.
That's what I need him to be doing.
He's got that on lockdown.
That's kind of what he's always been.
His mom's making sure that he's not around impregnating a bunch of chicks. Now the next step is get him in the basement, yes. Get him in that VR headset. I need him in that headset all, you know, spring and summer.
He probably has 10 of them. Don't worry about the headsets.
You think the mom would make him get like a vasectomy and go, don't worry, it's reversible. We just don't want you to have any kids.
That seems like an extreme for the next measure, but
5 to 10 years.
Yeah. I don't know. She seems pretty involved.
They say it's reversible.
There's definitely a hot chick who was sitting next to the courtside. Yeah. I don't know who that was. I don't feel like it was his date, though. Where you're sitting next to Flea.
Yeah, he went to the USC game.
Yeah. Yeah.
To see Juju Watkins.
All right, he needs to do a little less taking in all of his stardom.
It's off season, EB.
No. This is the grind.
You want him in the lab?
I need him in the lab.
All right, coming up next, we're going to do our NASCAR draft so we get invested in the big race, the Great American Race, coming up on Sunday. All right, we were talking about how, at least to us, it seems like the popularity of NASCAR has waned a little bit. It's taken a bit of a dip. I don't know the exact timeline, but there was a period of time where Jimmy Johnson was winning the NASCAR Cup Series, and you had Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and it seems like since those guys are gone, at least us in the room, we haven't seemed to follow it. Now, Drab and Valdez seem like they kind of have been following it the last couple of years. At least you knew a couple of the names.
We're casuals.
Yeah.
Casuals.
When was the last time the pole guy won the joint?
One Daytona?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know, but
I know that Cakes did put the names in a hat, yep, and he selected it. And I actually landed the number one pick.
Here's your draft order from 6 all the way up to 1. Drab T-shirt got the 6th pick. I have the 5th pick. Mike Marr picks 4. Valdez will pick 3rd. EB picks 2nd. And as you mentioned, JP has the number 1 overall pick.
It's funny you mentioned the poll, EB, because doing a little research, guy named Chase Briscoe just won the pole, EB.
I know. He's a Joe Gibbs guy.
Exactly. He's now driving Martin Truex Jr.'s former car at Joe Gibbs Racing. And reading on, Joe Gibbs Racing had a down season last year. They're looking for a bounce back. I'm going to ride with Joe Gibbs' new driver, who he just signed,
looks
Chase
like it happens
Briscoe
a lot.
JP takes Chase Briscoe number 1.
At Daytona, the pole winner has won a lot. In 2021, 2019, 2018,
well, theoretically, the pole winner's got the best car, right?
Fastest in qualifying.
I'm bitter because that's who I was going to take.
Well, he's off the board.
Eric Bickle on the clock. His name rhymes with Dick Trickle, famous former NASCAR guy,
right,
from back in the day.
Jeez. All right. I'll go with Ryan Blaney.
You're going with the guy who has the best odds to win. You're acting like you're getting a tooth extracted over there.
I know. That's why I'm going with him, but I'm not super excited about it. I don't know that much about him. I've heard of him. I just don't know that much
about
him.
Dude, he won the championship 2 years ago, came in 2nd last year, and he's got a smoking hot girlfriend. You'd like him.
All right. I'm taking him.
All right.
That's your guy.
I'm rooting for what's his number like on his card?
12.
12?
All right. Who's his main sponsor, Drabby? NASCAR Drabby?
I forget.
Okay.
I forget.
We'll figure it out.
All right. I'm a Ryan Blaney guy.
All right. You're
in. How
much
are we putting in the pot for this
500
one?
500 a man.
We'll $5 a man.
$5 a man. That's it. Should we up it to 10?
I don't care. We'll do whatever.
What do you guys think?
Five's good.
Five's good.
Five works.
This is the world's smallest.
I mean, it's NASCAR. I mean, it's
sure. All right. Blaney.
All right. Valdez is now officially.
I have three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
That's a good
I'm getting hyped right there. I'm going with Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace, all right. He's at plus 2600.
He's got a new crew chief. I believe he was I believe he won one of the qualifying races. He was second, I think, and he was drafting with Hamlin in the duels. Plus good plate racer, Bubba Wallace.
Look at you with a restrictor plate mention. Very nice.
See a number 23?
He's the 23 car.
A Toyota Camry guy?
I believe, yes, he's a Toyota 23 guy.
Or my guy's a Ford Mustang guy. Number 12.
It's hard to think of a Toyota Camry as being a race car. Even though, obviously, it's, you know, it's souped up Camry. Yeah. Still kind of have a hard time with it.
Yeah.
All right, Mike Marr, you are on the clock now with the fourth overall pick.
They're going fast, and they're going left. I'm taking an OG in the game, a rough rider, a dude that takes no BS out on that track. Give me KB Kyle Busch to raise that cup on Sunday evening.
I do like your faux Southern accent.
I like it. Nice
Busch
job.
Tied with Ryan Blaney with the best odds so far at plus 1,200.
He was lamenting his movie score. He thinks he gave it too high of a score.
He wants to dial it back.
Any wiggle room for future movies?
I mean, if he had real instincts, he would have given seven instead of 10.3. But you know what? It was his first review, so you know,
missed opportunity.
He'll grow into it. All right, I have the next pick. I'm just going to go by odds, and you guys have taken the top odds guys in Blaney and Busch. The highest guy on my board left is Joey Logano at plus 1,300. So welcome to the team, Joey Logano on Team Cakes.
Mm.
All right, now Drabby has back-to-back picks.
Oh, we're doing another round?
Doing two rounds.
Two rounds.
We just said that.
Oh, my God.
Why? We do it for the PGA Championship.
I know the golfers.
You have to pick one more driver. It's not that hard.
Oh, my God.
All right, give me the two guys I'll take. I'll take Kyle Larson. Seems like he wins all the time. And I was going to take Blaney, but I'll take Christopher Bell. I like him. Always in the playoff.
Chris Bell.
Chris Bell and Kyle Larson for draft.
All right, Chris Bell and Larson. So I have my second pick now. I'll go with the highest guy left on the odds board, Denny Hamlin. I'm taking Sacktown Mike's guy. Denny Hamlin is in the stable over here. All right, now we go back to Mike Marr.
Now, I've been telling the lads about this pick for the last couple days. I'm taking the 2023 champion, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And he hit skins with Danica Patrick. People forget that.
I definitely forget that.
I don't forget it. I didn't know it in the first place.
Yeah.
All right, Matt Valdez,
I'm taking my driver, Austin Cindric. That's my man.
All right.
Is that the defending champ?
Former champ.
Former champ. He won in his eighth race ever.
That's pretty good. EB, now you're up for your second and final pick.
All right.
Actually, we just made an executive decision. We're going a third round.
Yeah. All right. I think this guy, I read he's one of the up-and-comers.
Okay. You do like up-and-comers from back in the day. That is documented. Fully documented.
Do you remember who the star of that was?
It was that short little
Ed
guy.
Powers. Your guy, Ed Powers, right?
What was the name? No. Ed Powers was Dirty Debutante.
I don't know up-and-comers then.
Randy West.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Former Junkies guest.
Was he?
Randy West? I think we were trying to get him one.
couldn't book him.
He did one with Jenna Jameson, right?
What did we say?
An up and comers with her.
Oh, he did.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get you sidetracked. Got to make a pick. We got under a minute left in the show.
All right. Yeah, I think he is an up and comer. He's a Randy West. Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Yeah, he's already been picked. You got to pivot.
Great minds think alike. You took him?
No, Mark took him. Just pick a name.
Ty Gibbs.
Oh, bitter. I wanted to go all Gibbs racing.
JP, you get to close it out now.
I get the last one in our NASCAR draft.
They got one car fixed. They should be able to get the other car.
All right, I got to pick somebody I've heard of.
The Briscoe guy is a Gibbs guy, like his garage. So they they're
pretty good at fixing cars. Last time I checked.
My guess is they can fix them.
Yeah.
Right. JP, make a pick.
I'm going to go with JJ's brother, Tyler Reddick.
Okay, Tyler Reddick. Hmm. There you have it. There's the NASCAR draft.
All right, we got to get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. We're the Junkies. Be Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.